hearing this?
Anybody hear that?
How can we possibly have the slightest idea what to expect?
Well, we're back.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to the Jurassic Park Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Jost, and we're here to discuss all things Jurassic, including the movies, TV shows, music, toys, and more. In episode 375, Tom Jurassic stops by once again as we dive into the recently released teaser trailer for Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and we're also diving into the Entertainment Weekly article that accompanied the teaser trailer. I am extremely hyped. Let me just say that straight off the bat here. Spoilers to our segment. I'm very hyped for DreamWorks to be finally back in the Jurassic game here on Netflix. So check in with us as we discuss some theories and thoughts and hopes for the series. Towards the tail end of the show, we also do give our thoughts on the recent Scarlett Johansson news, so be sure to stick around for that. Of course, while you're listening to this episode, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and of course YouTube to continue the conversation from this episode. And as always, please check out our weekly live streams on YouTube discussing all of the latest Jurassic news from around the world, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. EST, each and every week. Except this week. We're not going live this week. Sorry, folks. But next week, Tom returns to help me review Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. We both had the chance to see the film and give our thoughts. We've already recorded that segment. It was a ton of fun, so be sure to tune in for that one next week. But for now, let's go ahead and join in our conversation about Jurassic World Chaos Theory.
We thought it'd be fun. We thought we'd be safe. But we didn't realize the horror waiting for us on the island. Claws, teeth, screaming, so much screaming. Despite all the hardships, we'll never give up. We'll keep fighting. That's the promise we make every day we get. We will survive. We will get home. Because no matter what happens, no matter what this place throws at us next, none of us are in this alone.
You weren't warned or anything? Because
I had no idea this was coming.
No, me neither. It's nice when, you just get people texting you and DMing you and saying like, hey, did you see that the trailer is out? I'm like, no, I had no idea. Yeah, that was fun. But that seems always to be the case when Entertainment Weekly, I guess, is involved in these. And for a few of the seasons of Camp Cretaceous, they've actually like done that before, right? They've done some exclusive pieces for Camp Cretaceous and debuted the trailer or whatnot. So when that has happened, we never really get a heads up. But it wasn't even really a trailer per se. It was still a teaser because I missed that it actually said teaser on the thumbnail. So when I watched it, I was like, that wasn't really a trailer. Like, I thought we'd get more than that. I was like, I still don't really know much about this show. But it did come with an article from Entertainment Weekly,
which
discussing.
I have totally read.
Oh, you definitely totally read that. Yeah. Load. Come on. There we go. So Entertainment Weekly did a Camp Cretaceous stars return in exclusive Jurassic World Camp. Oh my God. I'm literally reading it and I still said camp. I still was going to say Camp Cretaceous, but I'm literally reading the headline that says Chaos Theory.
What?
Yeah. I mean, basically, yes. And the writer of this calls him out on that too, which I thought was pretty funny. Exclusive Jurassic World Chaos Theory trailer. So Scott Kramer and Aaron Hammersley discussed that with Nick Romano here from EW. And I liked at the beginning of this article, they point out that Scott says this is tonally closer to the end of the Harry Potter movies than the beginning. Mm. I was like, interesting.
We can expect death.
This is dark then. This is going to be, brutal then. Because those movies were, they were like a little scary
get the new Blair 6 equivalent of the bridge battle?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're gonna. It's gonna be brutal. Everybody's gonna be older,
just
and
them knocking velociraptors off of a bridge, left, right, and center.
No, you know it's gonna. What's gonna happen is, at the end of Chaos Theory, the full series, you're gonna see the Nublar Six, but they're gonna be like 55, and they're gonna be sending their kids to the next Jurassic World, and they're gonna be like
to Jurassic Universe.
Jurassic Universe, here we go again. Get on the train.
They're
guys.
Sending their kids to Jurassic City.
Jurassic City, you're off to university at Jurassic University. Whatever. anyway. I mean, I'm excited for this show, but let's take a quick look, I guess. We'll start with the trailer, the teaser trailer. I don't know if the audio is probably not coming through, but...
It is coming through for me.
Oh, is it? I don't hear it. Really?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you got the audio, because I definitely don't. Where are my audio settings? Oh, here we go. Playthrough. Basically just like clips from Camp Cretaceous. I can say that.
Are you sure it's Camp Cretaceous and not Chaos Theory?
I don't know. I don't remember. 6 years later, though, we got some wind chimes.
Darius.
Ben, what are you doing here?
Try not to freak out. Someone is hunting us.
But why? Who would even want to do that?
Dark Jurassic.
I don't know for sure. But we need to warn the others before it's too late. Run!
Trossoraptors. May 24th.
Yeah.
So, teaser trailer right there. We'll come back to that in a little bit because there's a lot that I want to point out. But let's see here. Basically, yeah, like I said, the article points out that, like, he wasn't technically lying when he told the reporters that the show wouldn't continue any further. And he said, I mean, Camp Cretaceous was ending. He just conveniently left out the part where the sequel series is taking place. So I thought that was funny. But they mentioned that Paul Mikel Williams and Sean Giambrone are returning, which you just heard in that that trailer. Or that teaser trailer. And I like that you had pointed out to me that, like, Ben doesn't sound any different. He still sounds like this little kid. And I thought that was funny because, like, I had that same exact reaction. I was like, man, he hasn't changed his voice at all. He just still sounded like Ben. And
so, Brad, oh my God. I'm going to make you feel so bad right now because somebody had pointed out to me that that's just how Sean Giambrone talks.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
It's like his normal voice.
I know, but so, like, you know, he can change it a little bit.
I was like, okay.
He can change it a little. He is an actor. I'm not going to like undercut his abilities because like he can act. Like, you know, he's doing it for a reason. So, Paul Mikel Williams, you know, I think he started off pretty young. And I mean, he's still young, obviously, but like, he sounds older, and I feel like he even sounded older as Camp Cretaceous was going on. And these kids are 18, I think they say in this article somewhere. So, you know, time has gone by, and they are older. So it says set 6 years after the events of the first series and shortly before the 2022 film Jurassic World Dominion, the kids dubbed the Nublar Six by the media are entering adulthood and struggling to find their footing on the mainland, which is now teeming with dinosaurs as a result of what went down in 2018's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So
sounds
10
like
episodes.
Familiar concept.
What is going on throughout the world while, you know, in between these movies? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm excited to see the tales they tell.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of tales, but I'll be honest, those tales don't seem to be, I don't know if they're going to be told in this show necessarily, because I think what we had expected was something like, you know, tales, and that it would be stories, you know, of them kind of, and maybe it will, maybe it still will be them tracking down dinosaurs and doing this or that. But the setup for this is very, very different, in which we just heard that, like, somebody is hunting them and trying to kill them with the Trossoraptors. And I think we can make a a logical leap to who that would be, right? Do you think? Who do you think it is?
Yeah, oh, mate, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, blow my mind, it's, dude. Get who's it gonna be?
It's Cash.
Oh, Cash. Yeah, of course. Obviously.
So obvious.
Most obvious choice.
No. I do actually have a theory on this, Brad.
Are there theories when it's just most likely Soyana Santos?
Well, I think the initial reveal is Soyana Santos, and then we find out that the person bankrolling her is Mr. Khan.
No. No way.
Yeah.
Kenji's gonna kill his friends?
Everything from him.
Oh, the dad. The dad. I got you with that one. I don't think Daniel's involved in this. Let's get Daniel out of here, dude. He's not coming back. No way. It's obviously it's got to be Dodgson, right?
I will be talking to you again after May the 24th.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'll be wrong as always. But
I think it could be Biosyn, but I feel like Biosyn's too obvious.
They like, are, but
if it was Biosyn, why would you say about a shady company at the beginning? I just feel like they would let that play out because people would naturally expect them to appear.
I don't know. I think, and again, I got to rewatch the final season, I guess is when it happened, when Dodgson, you know, crossed over. Mm. Because like...
Showed up, does nothing, and then disappears with the cryo can.
I forget exactly what the interactions were. How many of these kids actually saw him and... You know, because if they did, if he knows that there were kids, which he does, he knows that they were there. He has to have known. He would most likely want to send out a team to take them out quietly. That's as brutal as it is, I feel like that's probably the reality of the situation. Why the kids never would have spoiled that to begin with is kind of interesting. I don't know why they wouldn't have left the island and been like, oh, gosh, you know, there's a guy named Dodgson and he's running this company named Biosyn. And he was also trying to put chips or dinosaurs or something. So I don't know. But I just find it weird that they wouldn't have spoiled all that information, like the whole thing about Dr. Wu and everything. Like, wouldn't they have, like, would they have, like, told about this, or would they have been kept gagged for some reason about all this stuff? I have no idea.
At this point in the timeline, Wu is disgraced anyway, because he gets disgraced after the events of Jurassic World.
Yeah, he's disgraced, and a lot of details that we never really understand about the Jurassic World franchise is like, what are the consequences to any of these actions for anybody? Like, are people looking
There's none.
Are they looking for him? Are do they have like the FBI? Is it just Lowry and Franklin? Like, are they the ones, the only
they
ones
are
looking
the whole
for
FBI? Lowry, Franklin, and Vivian.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like there should be consequences for a lot of this stuff. And maybe that's, you know, this is Dodgson's way. Maybe, I don't know, like how public has Biosyn been in the past before Jurassic World Dominion? Do we know, do we know how public they are as like a front facing company?
We don't know much. I think there's something about Dodgson having a reputation for stealing technology. But I could be thinking about the novels because they reference that in the novels.
Maybe.
The main thing we know is the prologue of, not the prologue even, the opening So Now sequence from Dominion, which tells us that Biosyn have got collection rights globally. And we can see in some of the footage there, like a massive Biosyn facility. So I would argue it's fair to assume that given the scale of the operation they've built in mainland USA by the start of Dominion, they must have been doing some work beforehand.
I would assume so. I would assume that they weren't this like secret company that nobody knew about. Like, I would assume that they would know who the CEO is and all this stuff. But for instance, let's just say that like nobody knows that they, you know, it's kind of a quiet company, nobody really knows about who runs it or anything. Is there a possibility that he's about to go public with everything and be the front-facing individual for this company, and he wants to get that out of the way, get them out of the way before, you know, doing so, before the next movie. Maybe that's possible. I don't know. But, I have no idea. I just assume that he's going to be the guy bankrolling it, and Soyona Santos is going to be the one hunting them down, because she is the one who, you know, handles them, at least in Jurassic World Dominion. She's a child kidnapper. Yeah, so why would it be any different? I mean, if they introduced that it's not her, I'd be like, "What? Why are we making it more difficult than we have to?" so, yeah, but that's my theory, and I would assume at least. So, but I find it interesting.
See Rain Delacorte return as well.
I would be down for seeing him as well. I think that would be a good pull. It does say that the kids are, like, entering adulthood and struggling to find their footing on the mainland, so... and there was a quote somewhere. I thought there was. I forget where it was, but I feel like there was something about, like, there's a story about Darius and why he's struggling to adapt or something like that. Maybe we'll find it in a minute. Mm-hmm. But it says it right here. The trailer opens with Darius, who is now 18, still dedicated to protecting dinosaurs. Darius is on his own and has withdrawn. That was for a very specific reason, and I'm looking forward to people getting into that. He hasn't been around people for a while there. He's dealing with something. Ben is the one who says, "Yeah, we can't stay here. We gotta go." He's withdrawn. Right. What's happened?
What's happened is he's heard Ellie Sattler talk about the Alan Grant lifestyle, and he's like, "Yeah, I want that Alan Grant lifestyle."
Yeah, maybe. You know, is there?
Darius in universe has actually seen the events of Dominion already as a member of the cinema audience, and he's then traveled back in time to embrace that lifestyle.
For sure. Yeah, you're definitely onto something. I think there's probably some portals on Nublar that he maybe went into that just end up in a different period in time. but I wonder what
it's
could be, because
the Mundi Axis.
yeah, that's it. We see him, like, doing the tour circuit or something like that at the end of Camp Cretaceous, right? So he is doing presentations, and maybe is he, like, publicly, like, abused for, like, you know, I don't know, some reason? Like, is he just, like, afraid to go out there and speak on this anymore? Mm-hmm. Did his brother die now, too? Or, like, what's the deal? Because his dad is already gone. What's the deal with him? Who was he with? Was he with anybody? Did he didn't have, no, because Kenji was with Brooklyn. Sam and Yaz were together. So I think him and...
I don't think Kenji wasn't with Brooklyn either. Brooklyn had gone off on her own investigating.
But I think they were still like a couple, I think.
He was with Ben. That's why this sequel is about them.
I don't know. But maybe. But I just, I don't know.
Then the thing that happened that made him isolate was Ben chose Bumpy over him.
Yeah, he would. He would definitely choose Bumpy, which we didn't get any kind of, shout out to Bumpy or anything like that, right?
Oh, Bumpy's so, dead and gone.
Yeah, could he be? I don't know. I have no idea what the catalyst is for him to be on his own and withdrawn. Did he get shot down by Dr. Grant? He want to, like, join Dr. Grant's dig? And, like, Dr. Grant's like, "No, I don't need any more kids."
If that's what happened, we get, like, a cameo, and it's just, like, one scene of Sam Neill being like, "No," and then that's it.
He basically, like, pulls the raptor claw on Darius and just, like, you know, just disrespects him so hard at the beginning of the show. Yeah, so let's see what else we got here in this article. It says, Jambrone's Ben surprises Darius at a remote cabin. "Try not to freak out. Someone is hunting us." And it mentions here the Dark Jurassic webpage, which I want to go back to the video here, because I thought that was funny. Oh, wow.
Do you want me to quote what I said to you in that Facebook message?
Someone is hunting us. But why?
Who would even... You don't want me to quote it.
Oh, I forget what it was.
But why?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Dark Jurassic. Again, as always, their websites and text are always pretty, you know, obscured, so you can't ever read them, except for, like, I guess, big headlines like Dark Jurassic. So there is a Dark Jurassic web where I guess you can just put out a hit and be like, yo, take care of these kids, dude. That's kind of crazy. But are there any, like, avatars? Do any of these avatars look familiar? Do these avatars look familiar? Like, is it any of us? Like, who's this guy with the beard down here? It's not me, because he doesn't have glasses. It's not, yeah. I know they love to shout me out in this show, you know? But what
you just zoomed out and it was like so close to Darius's eye.
I saw. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Dark Jurassic is about. That or Jurassic, whatever it was. So
that's the Dark Jurassic is interesting because it hints at a dark web.
Yeah,
a dark web is traditionally a place for smuggling in the black market. So that combined with the Atrociraptors does suggest that maybe we're seeing the black market more and more. Now, what I have just noticed in this screenshot is look behind the Atrociraptor. That truck has got a cage on it that looks very much like the truck that's transporting the Allosaurus at the end of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Hmm. Does it? Interesting. I mean, it, you know, the Atrociraptor is running straight from that direction too. So, and it, you know, I looked at that screenshot. There is a picture here of an Atrociraptor chasing Darius with the truck, and they're at like a shipyard or something. I'm like, okay, they're just reusing assets again of, you know, Camp Cretaceous scenes. So this is basically...
They've got the Jurassic World logo on the side that's not facing the camera.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this basically looks like the scene with the... what were those dinosaurs called? The herbivores who were like trashing...
Oh, Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus?
Tyrannosaurus, yeah.
Or Tyrannosaurus, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, those ones. There was two of them. They were trashing all the containers. And so it looks like foggy and everything and very, like, you know, I don't know. But
is it foggy, Brad, or is it hazy?
Hazy.
Because just looking at the color palette, I am thinking Malta.
Could be. Is there... Malty. Malta. Malta doesn't get... foggy. Malta only gets hazy, just so everybody knows out there. But Malty is the one that gets foggy.
And Malty, apparently.
And then this picture is obviously Kenji outside holding his hand up to scare them, because that does not look like a real dinosaur.
The Brad X.
It could
it's
be.
A Brad X.
This looks like a puppet that you got at Pizza Hut when you were a kid or something, because there's a picture of, what's his name, Ben... which I love how Ben looks. Ben looks pretty great. Like they really, you know, glowed him up there. He looks pretty nice. He's got a beanie on, a sweatshirt. He doesn't have any juice boxes or anything, I don't think so, or hand sanitizer on him. But you know, he's standing in front of this window with the shades drawn, and you see like a dinosaur. Honestly, it looks like a hand puppet. And I noticed that actually in the trailer itself, it looked pretty fake looking. So I don't know. I think it'll be a fake out of some sort. But but who knows? Ben declares they then need to warn the others, and they don't confirm or deny in this article whether any of the others are going to be in this show. So they mention them all, but they do not confirm that they're going to be there, unfortunately. So they do say that this is a conspiracy thriller. The kids are unraveling this mystery just when they think they've got it figured out. Maybe there's a bigger story to be told. These two guys have to figure out what the heck's going on before it's too late. So yeah, maybe there's a bigger story here.
It's a buddy cop film, Brad. This could be me and you.
It could be. Yeah, I kind of like this idea of like it being like a buddy cop story with mostly just focus on the two of them and, you know, less focus on the others. I would like to see the others for sure, but I think it's an interesting choice to just go with the two of them.
Their bodies turn up.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I got to say, this screenshot looks great. Like, that is a really great looking picture there of Ben and Darius holding flashlights. And in the foreground, there's like some bushes or something, and the lights shining off of them. And I guess they're at that remote cabin. This is definitely after Kenji holds the toy outside the window.
I've got it. He didn't get rejected by Alan Grant. Owen said he didn't want his help building his cabin.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't need any help. I can do it my own self. That's just
my own self. Yeah,
that's how my daughter talks. So I've just developed that into my own, you know, conversations now. So that's how she pronounces it. So so it said there was an idea that came about for the show during the fifth and final season. There was enough interest from Netflix and DreamWorks. And he didn't necessarily have an eagerness to jump back in. He said, look, Camp Cretaceous was an amazing experience, but it's a lot. My initial response was, go with God. Good luck. So they said on a Zoom call with Universal, they gave him an early rundown of Dominion, and he, you know, got an idea for it. And he said, I would want to tell a more sophisticated. What? Why? Why is that interesting to you?
I think that further hints at a spin-off of the Black Market, because if they didn't have an idea going into that meeting, right, then that means that Dinosaurs in the Wild alone wasn't a compelling enough idea for them. But if they got it after the rundown of Dominion, and we're now seeing the Atrociraptors, that makes me think we're either seeing the before of where those Atrociraptors were meant to be going, or the... Yeah, that's what it has to be, because it's set before Dominion, so it will be the before of maybe who they were intended for, etc.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think you're right. Maybe this will be like a trip out to Malta and uncovering that sort of, you know, stuff, that dark web stuff that's going down, and then our, you know, Fallen Kingdom crossover event could be the whole, you know, chaos that ensues on Malta, right? Like, I'd love to see, like, some guy be like, hey, can I borrow that scooter of yours? And then he, like, gets on the scooter, and then he gets eaten by a Carnotaurus or whatever it was. No, I don't know what dinosaur it was. But
he's like, can I borrow your motorbike? And he then goes down the street a little bit, and somebody else jumps on it and uses it to get away from some Atrociraptors.
Yeah, yeah. So I think there's plenty of key moments that could cross over. Maybe, like, there's a crossover with Barry.
Kayla.
Who?
Kayla,
yeah. Oh, I mean, I've been saying that from the start. It would be great to get Kayla in this show. So hopefully, my fingers crossed there. That would be really, really cool. But there's a potential for a lot of, like, side characters to get crossed over here. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but and we'll talk about one of them right here. It says, I'll skip over what I was just about to say and say this one instead. It says, Owen Grady's,
I love this quote so much.
Owen Grady's not going to drive up and meet them at Taco Bell. Okay. And he
is
says,
that Owen's go-to fast food?
I guess so. He's like, hey, hey, Claire, you want a Crunchwrap Supreme or do you want a Mexican pizza? And she, oh, he's like, oh, you want a cheesy gordita crunch? All right, I'll get that. I was thinking about getting one of those. And he's the kind of guy that only gets, like, the sweet desserts from Taco Bell. And you're like, why? Mm. So
a certain voice actor here has memorized the Taco Bell menu, I see.
Yeah, I've only been there a handful of times, I swear. he does say he wanted to tell a more personal story of what life amongst the dinosaurs, what life is like, I guess, amongst the dinosaurs in Western America. And he did say he wanted to tell a more sophisticated story with older kids, tonally closer again to Harry Potter movies in the beginning. It kept going from there, and people luckily got on board. So, you know, we got confirmation here that it should be maybe a little tonally older feeling and not necessarily darker, but the ending of the Harry Potter movies are dark, and, you know, that audience grew with those movies. And we haven't really gotten that much time to grow with this show necessarily. You know, they're like 2 years older now, so it's not like it's like a big deal. But it's exciting to at least hear. No, in world, yes. In our world, too.
Wait, they're different. This isn't a documentary.
Oh, is it? Have I been analyzing this all incorrectly this entire time? It did come with a poster with a, I guess, an Atrociraptor. Whoa, Atrociraptor zoomed in. How did that pop up? Darius is there. It's a foggy room, very reminiscent of, you know, Camp Cretaceous posters and stuff. So it says Chaos Comes Home, May 24th, nice. Only on Netflix. And
why are you bringing a Barry Onyx home? We spoke about this, Brad.
Did he die? Is he still alive? I've had brought home enough Barry Onyx.
He's got a toasty snout.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about the Atrociraptor look. What do you think? How do you think they look? Any good?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely... Is that... I have a feeling the colors might be off, because the one on the right, I'm like, is that ghost? But then it looks too dark on top.
Well, no, that one's too dark. This one maybe is ghost. That one could be ghost right there. It's kind of a duller color. So I think that one's probably ghost.
Do you
ghost.
Reckon they're actually... Okay, so here's a question for you. Do you reckon they're finally going to name them? Because we know they've got names, but they never actually use the names.
Oh, dude, if you imagine like they rename them for the show, they would absolutely do that. Let's hope not. But yeah,
or
that's
it's different Atrociraptors entirely.
I hope not. I really hope not. Yeah, that's why it wouldn't be Soyono Santos. It would just be somebody else. That'd be frustrating. But that's all the information from that. That was the trailer as well. And I wanted to end here while we're here, because I want to wrap it up here. But lastly, I just did want to mention this, because I haven't gotten a chance to talk about it on the show. But give me your quick thoughts on Scarlett Johansson in talks for the next movie. What are your thoughts?
So it's interesting. I think it was a conversation I was having with Jack Delamere the other day. It might have been that conversation, or it might have been with somebody else, I can't quite remember, but someone made the point of saying if they're gonna go in a different direction this time around, then they might want star power to sort of justify the decision and reassure executives. So if they're doing something a bit different, then having an A-list celebrity gives them that kind of guarantee of getting people on seats. So I think in that regard it's good. I just think it's going to be, I'll find it weird, because I've always looked at Jurassic as up and coming talent. So with the exception of Chris Pratt, I never really knew any of the actors from the franchise until I saw them in the Jurassic films.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, even, Chris Pratt was mostly in smaller things up until that point, and obviously he did Guardians, but like, you know, these two movies were like back to back. So he kind of like just popped off right around that period of time. So Scarlett obviously has been doing this for a long, long time. And I think you're right. You know, it's definitely the draw, right? That's what we need. Somebody to draw him in. Somebody that is used to blockbusters and has that, you know, box office potential, but also somebody who has been up for awards and somebody who can act like incredibly well and really sell it. Somebody who's believable. So I think that, you know, this is a great choice for sure. I like it. So, you know, we've had rumors of going to the past. We've had rumors of going to the future, you know, going in the present timeline. What do you think her role suits best? Going into the past or, you know, staying with the current timeline?
I think she could do any, to be fair. I think she's a really versatile actress. So I don't have any concerns about how she fits into the timeline whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me tie it into our conversation we just had. Brooklyn. Dude, that's so funny. That's the reaction you had. I did a live stream the other night with Aaron, and I proposed the exact same circumstance to him, and I said, what do you think of Brooklyn? I think he did literally the same thing. His head went down into his hands and he just sighed.
Just for me, it's not a case of I wouldn't want to see her. It's just a case of just use General Ortega.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely could. I don't think Jenna really, like, I don't know, she doesn't really look like the character all that much. Not that you need to, per se, but...
But Brad, she's the one member of the cast they did a video in character with on the official Jurassic
That's true.
World channel. Did you not see her with the pink wig on?
Yeah, yeah. It worked really well. Sold the story perfectly for me. But I think, like, that would have been awesome. I know she's also pretty busy too, and not that Scarlett isn't, and I this makes me wonder whatever happened to the Tower of Terror movie she was going to be producing at Disney. That was last I heard, that was still on the table, but I guess maybe it's getting
pushed
back.
I guess it was terrible.
Maybe terrible. Perfect, great. Did him? Do I have that? I did. I don't know where it went. I gotta scroll. Here it is. Let's go with super late. Can't even hear it because I don't know why. Oh, sound effects are down. Here we go. Let's go. There it is. I should really be more prepared for this. I think it could work really well if they were to go like into the future a little bit and have her be an investigator or something like that. I don't know, tracking down some leads or mysteries or something. That could be kind of interesting. I just don't think that they would ever do that, to be honest. I just like throwing it out there, see what people think about it.
I really like the idea of her playing a character similar to Maya Joshi. I think she could be a really cool scientist turned survivor.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I'd be down for that too. Yeah, not much more else, I guess, in regards to this news. I think it's really exciting. And again, I just want something to be official. So I'm, you know, I haven't really, like, this news was out for like a few weeks prior to this, you know, deadline and all the other websites kind of talking about it. Jeff Snyder, I guess, had posted about it a while back. And, you know, I with this news cycle with this movie, we had so much stuff going on for like a whole month, and then it's kind of tapered off. But I'm at the point now where I just want some legit concrete news. You know, I just need something official, real, you know, for sure. Not necessarily just from whatever you call it, you know, a scooper, you know, on Twitter or whatnot, or a, you know, a film
that
trade
just
website.
Like somebody who does stuff with a toilet.
That's exactly what they do. So, you know, I don't really, I just want like real concrete information. So hopefully, you know, in the near future, we'll actually get a fully realized confirmation about the film and Gareth Edwards and Scarlett Johansson and all that good stuff. Because the only
that's
real
the thing,
one,
isn't it? That's what's mad to me is Gareth isn't confirmed.
Like, yeah, I
know he's in final talks and it all sounds good, but he's not officially confirmed.
I fully believe he's on board and everything's going to go fine. But it's just like, let's get the official word, you know, because all we've heard is in talks. Yeah. And I know he talked about it, but like that doesn't confirm anything. So the only thing we have officially really gotten about this movie is that it's being worked on and written by David Koepp. So,
and it's called Jurassic City.
Yeah. Jurassic City. Absolutely. That's sticking. So thank you, Tom. That's all I wanted to talk about here tonight. So I appreciate you, joining
me, Brad.
Once again, for more conversations. So let people know where they could find you if you so want them to.
I'm just going to say it's not all I wanted to talk about tonight. So keep an eye on my Twitter @Tom_Jurassic, Instagram @Tom_Jurassic, and a little YouTube channel called Tales from a Jurassic World, because on the 1st of April, which may very well be when you're listening to this, it's no joke, we do have an announcement going up. So keep your eyes out for that.
I know a lot of people are really, really looking forward to this. I can't tell you the amount of times I've gotten emails or reviews on the podcast or whatever mentioning Tales and saying, when is it coming back? Where is season two? So, yeah, let's get an announcement. Let's get an announcement sometime soon. That would be nice. That would be nice. Hopefully.
There is one right around the corner, and it will be coming hopefully a little bit sooner than you think.
Well, I know what it is, but all you people don't. So,
so please commence. If this episode drops before the announcement, please pester Brad on every channel to try and extract that information from him.
Yeah. Pester me. Yeah. Leave. You know how you could do that? Leave 5-star reviews over on Apple Podcasts. You could do that for sure. You could tell your friends, tell everybody, watch the live streams. That's not actually happening this week. But you could do all kinds of stuff to help support the shows and the spin-off things that we do with Tom. And there's a lot going on. So stick around, and I think you'll be excited. There might be some fun stuff.
Life will not be contained. Life breaks free, expands to new territories, and crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but there it is.
There it is.
I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
That'll do it for another episode of the Jurassic Park podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you for listening and for sharing in your love of the Jurassic franchise, including DreamWorks Chaos Theory. I am so excited for this show. You know, we have our reservations about certain aspects, but we are just pumped to be able to at least talk about this again in the near future, towards the end of May. I can't wait. I'm hoping we get those screeners early like we did with Camp Cretaceous so we can prepare a ton of great content for everybody out there. I am so pumped about that. But show looks like it's going to be fun. I didn't expect this direction, and neither did Tom, I guess, but a huge thank you to Tom for always joining me to talk about literally any Jurassic or non-Jurassic topic for that matter. But, you know, shout out to Tom for joining me last second here to talk about Chaos Theory. Luckily, the trailer dropped and we had a chance to talk about it while we were also recording about Godzilla X Kong. Again, tune into that one next week. But as always, huge thanks to Tom for that. But thank you also to our host, Podomatic. They help us upload our podcast each and every week. Super appreciative to them. Stay safe out there. Be kind. Let's continue to fight for representation, change, and equality in the Jurassic franchise. But more importantly, outside of it, in the real world, let's continue to make this world a better place. I'm going to go ahead and hand things off to myself for the outro. Take it away.
Saddle up. Let's get this movable feast underway.
Continue the conversation with us on Threads and Instagram. Watch our content on TikTok and YouTube. Find us on the web at JurassicParkPodcast.com. You'll find today's episode show notes, articles, contributor bios, and so much more. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, our website, and wherever else podcasts are found. So please be sure to follow along and share with your friends, family, and fellow Jurassic fans. If you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We will read your Apple reviews at the end of most episodes, so be sure to spare no expense. Don't miss our Wednesday night live streams, toy hunts, reviews, in-depth bonus content, gameplay, event and theme park coverage on our YouTube channel. If you want to get a hold of us or participate in the Jurassic Mailbag, you can fill out the contact form on our website or send emails and MP3s to JurassicParkPod@gmail.com. Feel free to call our voicemail line at any time to leave us a message or just to say hi. That number is 732-825-7763. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, enjoy.